Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, March 3, 2025.
Judge rules Trump's firing of whistleblower chief illegal. A U.S. District Judge, Amy Berman Jackson, declared that President Donald Trump's firing of Hampton Dellinger, the head of the agency that protects whistleblowers, was illegal. This important ruling challenges the limits of presidential power in the United States. Dellinger, who was appointed by President Joe Biden, expressed gratitude for the decision, emphasizing the need for strong protections for federal employees. The Justice Department plans to appeal this ruling in the D.C. Circuit Court. This case highlights ongoing conflicts between the Trump administration and independent federal agencies, raising critical questions about government accountability. The ruling reinforces the special counsel's role in safeguarding ethical practices. What does this mean for the future of whistleblower protections? This decision could have lasting implications for those who dare to speak out against wrongdoing.
Senate Republicans push for permanent tax cuts. U.S. Senate Republicans are pushing to make the tax cuts from former President Donald Trump in 2017 permanent. This plan raises serious worries about a potential debt spiral that could hurt economic growth. Critics, including some fiscal conservatives in the Republican Party, warn that ignoring a projected revenue loss of over $4 trillion could worsen the national debt, which is already around $36 trillion. Senate Majority Leader John Thune and other top Republicans want to advance this plan by bypassing opposition from Democrats. However, some Republicans, like Representatives Thomas Massie, Victoria Spartz, and David Schweikert, strongly oppose it, fearing it could lead to higher interest rates and a deeper financial crisis. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that these tax cuts have already added nearly $1.9 trillion to the federal deficit over the last decade. As the 2024 presidential campaign approaches, the push for permanent tax cuts reflects a growing alignment with Trump's demands. With government funding deadlines looming, the urgency of this issue is clear. The outcome could significantly impact the U.S. economy and the financial well-being of its citizens.
Russia's military negotiations in Syria. Russia is negotiating to keep its military presence in Syria after the fall of President Bashar al-Assad. The Maimimim Air Base and Tartus Naval Base are crucial for Russia's operations in the Middle East, but their future is uncertain. Interim President Ahmed Shirah is working to renegotiate the lease terms for these bases, aiming to secure better conditions for Syria while ensuring Russia's involvement. The Syrian economy faces significant challenges, with debts estimated at $20 to $23 billion and rebuilding costs projected at $400 billion. The ongoing conflict has left millions in desperate need of aid. Recently, Shirah discussed canceling loans from Russia under the previous regime, indicating a shift in their relationship. Despite some easing of sanctions from the European Union and the United States, Syria remains economically isolated, complicating recovery efforts. Russia's military presence is seen as a strategic advantage, allowing it to maintain influence amid competing interests from the U.S. and Turkey. The outcome of these negotiations will have major implications for Syria, Russia, and the broader Middle East.
Cyber attack on Polish space agency raises security concerns. A recent cyber attack on the Polish space agency, known as Polsa, has sparked serious security alarms. Detected on March 2, 2025, hackers gained unauthorized access to the agency's computer systems. Krzysztof Gawkowski, the Minister for Digitalization, confirmed the breach and stressed the urgent need to bolster cybersecurity in Poland. In response, officials quickly disconnected Polsa from the internet to protect sensitive data. This incident highlights rising tensions between Poland and Russia, especially as Poland supports Ukraine amid ongoing conflict. Cyberattacks are increasingly common in international disputes, raising critical national security concerns. As tensions escalate in Eastern Europe, how Poland responds to these threats will be closely watched by both domestic and global observers. The attack on Polsa underscores the vital importance of cybersecurity in safeguarding national interests.
Syria's new constitutional drafting committee. On March 2, 2025, Syrian interim president Ahmed al-Shara announced the creation of a 7-member committee to draft a new constitution. This move follows the fall of Bashar al-Assad's regime in December 2024, which left a critical gap in the law and governance. The committee is made up of experts in constitutional and international law, chosen for their knowledge and experience. Their goal is to establish a legal framework that truly reflects the hopes of the Syrian people. Since the civil war began in 2011, Syria has faced ongoing conflict and humanitarian crises. This committee represents a vital step toward restoring stability and effective governance. However, its success will depend on navigating political challenges and building consensus among diverse groups within the country.
Germany's new defense and infrastructure funds. In Berlin, Germany's political leaders are discussing the creation of two major funds, potentially totaling hundreds of billions of euros. One fund aims to enhance defense spending, estimated at around 400 billion euros, while the other focuses on infrastructure, possibly needing between 400 and 500 billion euros. This urgency follows a recent meeting between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump, emphasizing the need for Germany to strengthen its defense amid rising tensions in Europe. Leaders from key political parties, including the Christian Democratic Union, the Bavarian Christian Social Union, and the Social Democrats, are in talks to form a coalition government. They hope to secure approval for these funds by March 2025, before the new government takes office. This shift highlights Germany's commitment to national security and economic stability, aiming to address pressing needs and stimulate growth.
UK Prime Minister support for Ukraine. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has made a bold move by pledging £2.2 billion to support Ukraine in its ongoing conflict with Russia. This announcement came during a summit with European leaders in London, where Starmer emphasized the importance of standing strong against aggression. The funding will come from freezing Russian assets, a decision recently approved by the UK government. Additionally, Starmer revealed a new agreement that allows Ukraine to access £1.6 billion for purchasing missiles from Northern Ireland. He stressed the need for Ukraine to negotiate from a position of strength, learning from past mistakes like the Minsk agreements. Since the conflict began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, the situation has escalated significantly. Starmer's commitment reflects a united front of support for Ukraine, including backing from the United States, which has provided military and financial assistance. As Ukraine faces relentless attacks, this financial aid aims to bolster its defenses and support efforts for lasting peace.
Market uncertainty amid tariff threats and crypto gains. Asian share markets are feeling the pressure as U.S. President Donald Trump announces new tariffs, 25% on imports from Canada and Mexico, plus an extra 10% on China. This raises worries about rising prices and a potential slowdown in the economy. Meanwhile, the cryptocurrency market is thriving, with Bitcoin jumping over 11% to $94,110 and Ether climbing 14% to $2,528. The Nikkei index in Japan rose by 1.1%, reflecting optimism from the crypto surge, while the MSCI Asia Pacific index remained steady. However, the Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP Now tracker shows a concerning growth rate of -1.5%, down from +2.3%, sparking fears of a recession. Market analysts, including economist Michael Farrelly from JP Morgan, expressed doubt about the sincerity of the tariff measures. In Europe, the European Central Bank is expected to lower interest rates by 25 basis points to 2.5% due to weak economic data. The euro has risen by 0.4% to $1.0416, fueled by hopes for progress in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Overall, the mix of tariff news, cryptocurrency movements, and economic forecasts creates a complicated situation for investors and policymakers.
UK investigates TikTok, Reddit, and Imgur over children's privacy. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office, known as the ICO, is investigating TikTok, Reddit, and Imgur for their handling of children's privacy. This inquiry aims to ensure these social media platforms are effectively safeguarding the personal information of minors aged 13 to 17. The ICO is concerned about how these companies use young users' data to suggest content that could expose them to inappropriate material. With growing worries about children's safety online, social media algorithms often prioritize engagement over protection. If the ICO finds enough proof of privacy law violations, it will present its findings and seek responses from the companies involved. The UK has strict data protection laws, including the General Data Protection Regulation, designed to protect individuals, especially children, from data misuse. The outcome of this investigation could lead to significant changes in how these platforms operate, impacting user experience and content choices for younger audiences. The ICO's actions reflect a commitment to holding social media companies accountable for the safety and privacy of our children in the digital age. Are we doing enough to keep our kids safe online?
U.S. Treasury Department halts enforcement of Corporate Transparency Act. On March 3, 2025, the U.S. Treasury Department revealed a major decision to stop enforcing the Corporate Transparency Act. This law, aimed at fighting money laundering and illegal financial activities, requires businesses to disclose their true owners. By not imposing penalties on U.S. citizens and domestic companies, the Treasury hopes to ease the burden on hardworking American taxpayers and small businesses. Introduced in 2019, the act faced pushback from the Trump administration, which argued it placed too many rules on low-risk businesses. Now, the focus shifts to foreign companies, potentially lightening the load for domestic firms. However, this change raises important questions about the ongoing fight against financial crimes. What does this mean for the future of small businesses and taxpayers? Only time will tell.
UK lawmakers push for stronger regulations on forced labor. UK lawmakers are calling for tougher regulations to tackle forced labor and supply chains. A recent report warns that the UK could become a dumping ground for unethical products due to weak laws. It highlights the urgent need to update modern slavery laws to align with international standards and protect human rights. The issue is particularly pressing in Xinjiang, China, where there are serious allegations of forced labor against the Uyghur people. The United States has already banned imports from Xinjiang, and the European Union plans similar actions by December 2027. Lawmakers stress that the UK must act quickly to keep pace with global partners. Concerns are also rising about fast fashion retailers like Shein and Temu, which face scrutiny over their sourcing practices. This legislative push aims to penalize companies that fail to disclose their modern slavery statements and create criminal offenses related to forced labor. Ultimately, this effort reflects a growing awareness of the need for ethical practices in supply chains, which could lead to better labor conditions and responsible sourcing.
Israel's humanitarian aid blockade sparks outrage. Israel has imposed a blockade on humanitarian aid to Gaza, igniting widespread outrage from Palestinian groups, regional nations, and international organizations. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims the blockade is intended to pressure Hamas into accepting a new ceasefire proposal and releasing hostages. In response, Hamas has condemned the blockade, labeling it a breach of the ceasefire and a form of blackmail that impacts around 2 million residents already facing dire shortages of essential supplies. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine have also denounced the blockade as a violation of international humanitarian law. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry warns of devastating consequences, especially during Ramadan, when many depend on humanitarian assistance. Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelhadi criticized the use of aid as a weapon of collective punishment, calling it unacceptable. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged immediate access for humanitarian aid into Gaza, stressing the need to prevent a return to violence. This blockade raises serious concerns about the deepening humanitarian disaster in Gaza, which has endured restrictions since 2007. Highlighting the urgent need for international intervention to ensure aid flows and uphold the ceasefire.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.